You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Time is just a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be with you, well, right through till 10 o'clock this morning. So if you can, stick around. Let's see what we can rustle up over the next 4 hours. Starting off this morning, a couple of things, or a few things relevant to today's date. It is, by the way, the last day of March. It is the 31st of March already, and Thursday too. Now, if we go back to the year 1685, we've got two composers actually born on this day, but, well, well-known ones. Different years, of course. 1685, German composer and musician of the Baroque period. This is Johann Sebastian Bach. He was born on this day. Remember things like the Brandenburg Concertos? That's something I listen to quite often. 1732, Austrian composer of the classical period, Franz Joseph Haydn. He was also born on this day. Let's move to 1923, New York City. The first United States dance marathon was held. Now, a lady called Alma Cummings set a new world record of 27 hours.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Take a chance.
That's it. Duran Duran starting us off on this Thursday morning, and I Don't Want Your Love. It was the 17th single from Duran Duran, and it was the first single off of their album in 1988. Big Thing, it was called. Big Thing album. By the way, if you know anything about the covers, the album covers and things like that, as with the album, the band's name was rendered on the artwork as Duran Duran, all one word. How did it do? Well, let's take a look, see how it got on in the charts. It didn't do too badly. Did better in the United States, got to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, and 14, only 14 on the UK singles chart, 13 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks, and 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Play Club Play albums. So there we go, or singles, there we go. That's it, starting us off this morning. Following on from that, it's the Jets. Love makes the world go round and round.
Little guy about 4 feet small. Yeah, 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 yeah. Barely loved me then, he was 8 feet
go. Yes, that is Talking Heads there, and she was. And before that, well, we had the Jets and Love Makes the World Go Round. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way. We're about 15 seconds after the hour of, 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And you're listening to the Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Call of Vintage Thursday. All being well, we will be checking in with Dr. Computer here in the studio. Hopefully he's coming in this morning. And we're going to be talking tech. What are we going to be talking about? Well, yesterday there was advice going around, not so much for the personal user, but for corporate users to move away from the Russian antivirus Kaspersky. So we'll talk a little bit about that and what you really need to keep your computers safe. We talked a little bit about this last week when we were talking about these cyber attacks, which could be happening. Shouldn't really affect us as individuals too much, of course, unless it affects things that we need to use, like linking up with banks and things like that. But anyway, no, we'll try and be positive this morning on the Breakfast Show for a change, shall we? I tell you what, it is time for us to do this. It's time to put you in the shower this morning. And I think, hang on. There were times when I felt so much of some. I wonder who that is in the shower this morning. Go away!
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Since our voyage has led again, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Going off into the corner of your shower there, Hughes Corporation and Rock the Boat. Time to get you out and on your way. Here we go. Chop, chop. That one rocked the boat. Say it was the Hughes Corporation. It was written by a guy called Wally Holmes, and it first featured on their 1973 debut studio album, which was called Freedom for the Stallion. The single was edited and later appeared on certain editions of the band's 74 second album called Rockin' Soul. None of it did very well. In actual fact, initially, Rock the Boat appeared as though it would also flop as a single, as months went by without any radio airplay or sales activity. Not until the song became a disco favourite in New York, and did Top 40 Radio finally pick it up on and start playing it, leading the record to finally, believe it or not, enter the Hot 100 and zip up the charts to where? Number one. This was the week of July the 6th in 1974, in only its seventh week on the chart, and fourth week, by the way, in the top 40. Record also reached the top 10, well, in the United Kingdom, of course, and is considered one of the alias disco songs. That's the days when they knew how to do lyrics, wasn't it? Bum, 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 bum.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Debbie Harry and I Want That Man. That was preceded. It was Elvis Presley and he was all shook up. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. And just remind you, Dr. Computer, all being well, with us here in the studio in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. And also all our usual bits and pieces. We're going to take a little break in a second. Then we'll come back and look at some of the local news headlines, which we'll be looking at in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. And we'll be looking at some of the international news headlines at 7, 7.30, business headlines. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. Which is, I guess we could all, let's call it nice English expression. It's all higgledy-piggledy at the moment, the weather. Not sure what it's going to do, are we?
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it. You'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you this morning. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 29 minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, if you do go along, don't forget to Emotions Dinner Theatre. If you make a booking, you've got free valet parking. Just park up there, stop there in front of the Mirage Casino, look after your car for you, and you'll get it back. And it won't cost you anything. Right, let's take a look at the local news. Some of the stories that we'll look at more detail later. The epidemiological report, of course, for today. Happy to say no deaths on Wednesday were reported in the last 24 hours. And until Tuesday, the 29th of March, the total number of deaths from the respiratory virus now it mounted to 8,168. Now, according to the report, there were 310 new coronavirus infections, and that was in the last 24 hours. They did 6,873 tests, and a positivity percentage of 4.5 was returned. To date, there are 2,523 active cases, of which 2,418 are in home isolation and 105 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 2,390 at home and 28 in the hospital hotels. Now, those who are hospitalized, we have 90 patients in the wards and 15 in the intensive care units. Judge Maribel Cornejo Batista is the rapporteur of the unconstitutionality lawsuit which has been filed by lawyer Linda Guevara Gonzalez. This is against the decision of the Tribunal Electoral's Court to maintain the electoral criminal jurisdiction in favour of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. The lawsuit presented by Guevara in her own name and representation was assigned to Cornejo's office on the afternoon of this Tuesday, March the 29th. Also, Jose Blandón, president of the Panamanista Party, announced that this group will also present a similar lawsuit next Monday. The Citizen Forum for Electoral Reforms questioned the decision of the plenary session of the Electoral Tribunal to maintain the jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli and advocated the elimination of the jurisdiction that only serves as a shield for candidates and elected authorities to prevent them from facing justice. In a statement, the forum pointed out that the best evidence that it only serves as a shield are the legal cases that have been hindered and sometimes dismissed due to the abusive way in which the jurisdiction is used. They also indicated that they have witnessed the foolish and contradictory position of the Tribunal Electoral regarding the ruling on Martinelli's jurisdiction. As of this date, citizens will now have a new channel to submit their anonymous complaints to the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANPAI, through which reports of acts of corruption can be made through panama.tupista.org. After the signing of a memorandum of understanding between ANPAI and Crime Spotters Panama, the complaints that reach the platform will be forwarded to ANPAI for proper investigation as reported. And Elsa Fernandez, General Director of ANPAI, went on to say that corruption is a scourge that threatens democracies and compromises productivity and economic development. For this reason, we must look to mechanisms like this to prevent, detect, sanction and eradicate corrupt practices. President Laurentino Cortizo has four sensitive bills on his desk that he must approve or object to. Now, these are legislative proposals promoted mainly by his co-supporters of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, that have generated harsh criticism, not only within the legislative and in the affected sectors, but also among citizens in general. What are they? Well, we got Project 756 that allows the re-election of the rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí. We got Bill 550 that changes the structure of the country's health boards. 638 that requires a historian in museums, and 776 that makes it difficult for political parties to revoke the command of their deputies. And the continuity of the QR code will be decided this semester, and the behaviour of COVID-19 and the progress of the vaccination programme will be taken into account. This was revealed by the General Director of the Government Innovation Authority, the AIG, Luis Oliva, who recalled that this issue has been at the Con Vacunas discussion table, attended by President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Health in charge, Yvette Berriot. Now, the Oliva and President Cortizo, they reiterated the rest of the members of the Con Vacunas are seeing the behaviour of the virus and also the evolution of the vaccination campaign against the new coronavirus. We would think that we could be making decisions during the semester, but everything will depend on the behaviour of the virus. One thing about that, of course, is that you might not need it to get around, but don't forget you will probably still need it for some time if you're travelling, because it is still required in a lot of countries. Foreign Minister Erica Moines announced that the next week she will begin a tour of Asia. This is to strengthen bilateral relations and promote investment with four countries. She explained that she will go to China and then visit Vietnam, Indonesia and Singapore. And lastly, after 2 years of having closed its doors due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Punta Culebra Nature Center of the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, STRI, it reopens its doors from this Friday, the 1st of April. The center, located on the Amador Causeway, will offer new hours as well as exhibits, collections and activities. More information on all those stories a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The time now is 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. And I'm going to be keeping you company until about 10 o'clock this morning. This is The Cause. I think they're still in bed because it's called Dreams. Heartbeat strike. you go, yeah. So the Cause there, and that was called Dreams. I tell you what, good advice for you. This is on the label for a dishwasher. Needless to say, probably sold in the United States. It says, do not allow children to play in dishwasher. Why not? You've got to clean them somehow, haven't you? It's a little bit like the one on the microwave label, which says, do not dry your dog in the microwave. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 18 minutes before 7. This is Disco Viola Willis, If You Could Read My Mind.
Yeah.
Actually, the original version of that song was a great favourite of mine. That's not a bad version. I quite like that. Do a little bit of bopping to that song, can't you? Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It's 6.46, and sad news, I'm afraid, back in the world of pop. The lead singer for the band The Wanted, Tom Parker, he died on Wednesday, that's yesterday, of terminal brain cancer, having told fans in October 2020 that he had an inoperable tumour. Cancer charities have praised the amazing job that Tom Parker did, raising awareness and funding for brain cancer before his death, just at the age of 33. As I said, he died on Wednesday. And it says here, Tom was a fantastic spokesperson, and he chose to bring attention to the lack of funding. National Brain Appeal boss Teresa Dunancy told BBC Breakfast he was amazing, honest and positive. Ms. Dunancy said that Parker drew attention to solutions and treatments over his illness, saying that so many people would have just shut the doors, locked everyone out, and wanted to just stick with their family and friends. But he said that instead the singer not only got out there, but he got people together, made a documentary, had a concert, and brought so many people's attention to this sort of terrible lack of awareness. So there you are. That's Tom Parker dies at just the age of 33 from inoperable brain tumour. Nothing they could do about it. Such a shame. We complain, don't we? We moan. We get on in life and we moan about our aches and pains, but that expression is very true. I only found it a few weeks ago, is that, you know, you'll live to be old if you're lucky.
Between my head and heart, since it seems I never know. How find a place to start. How do I choose between my head and heart? Till it ceases, I'll ever know. How do you get up from an all-time low?
There they are, Wanted and All-Time Low. Tom Parker, lead singer from Wanted, who passed away yesterday, Wednesday, from a brain tumour. Tom Parker, may he rest in peace.
It's such a tired game. Will it ever stop? How will this all play out? Of sight, out of mind now. By now, we should know how to communicate. Instead of coming to blows, we're on a roll. And there ain't no stopping us now. We're burning under control. Isn't it strange how we're all burning under the same sun? By now, we say if it's a war for peace, it's the same old game. But do we really want to play? We could close our eyes, it's still there. We could say it's us against them. We could try, but nobody wins. Gravity has got a hold on us all. We try to put it out, but it's a growing flame. Using fear as fuel. Burning down our name. And it won't take too long, 'cause words all burn the same. And who we gonna blame? Now we know. It's such a crying, crying, crying shame. It's such a crying, crying, crying shame. It's such a crying, crying, crying shame, shame, shame.
And that's it. That's it. That was Do You Feel? Real, real, real is what it is. Hey, those ponies there. And before that, the Body Snatchers. And let's do Rock Steady. No, that's the next one coming up. That last one, let me see, I've got it here on thing. If you could read them. Crying Shame, there we go. It's all here somewhere now. All the information's here somewhere. Just got to find it. So organised here on The Breakfast Show, aren't we? What was that one? Right, time, we're just a minute away from the top of the hour. A little break, and then we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a knee, it's a burlesque.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just exactly 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news for this Thursday morning, Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the southeast region where Moscow's guns are now trained after its assault on the capital, Kiev, was repelled, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday. 5 weeks into an invasion that has blasted cities into wastelands and created more than 4 million refugees, United States and European officials said Russian President Vladimir Putin was misled by his generals about the dire performance of Russia's military. China has completed the main search and rescue work at the site of the China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed last week and plans to complete a preliminary report within 30 days of the event, an aviation official said on Thursday. A final report into the crash of the Boeing 737-800 will be completed and made public after the investigation is concluded. Civil Aviation Administration of China safety head Zhu Tao told reporters. The resignation of two senior British judges was politically motivated, according to Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam on Thursday, adding that she was confident all levels of the judiciary in the Asian financial hub would be free from political interference. Right. We believe that. The judges resigned from Hong Kong's highest court on Wednesday because of a sweeping national security law imposed by China in 2020 that cracks down on dissent in the former British colony. China has decided to restrict the visas for US officials in response to the US visa restrictions on some China officials, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said on Thursday. The United States was restricting visas for some Chinese officials for involvement in, quote, repressive acts. This is against ethnic and religious minority groups, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said this month. Israeli forces killed at least two Palestinians on Thursday, the Palestinian Health Ministry said, in clashes that erupted during a raid in the occupied West Bank that followed deadly Arab attacks in Israel. In a separate incident, a Palestinian stabbed a passenger on an Israeli bus near a Jewish settlement in the West Bank and was shot dead by another passenger, according to the Israeli military. Pakistan's parliament will on Thursday begin a debate of no confidence in the leadership of Prime Minister Imran Khan, which could see the former cricket star ousted and the return of political uncertainty in the nuclear-armed country. Joint South Korean and United States military drills set to kick off next month could, for the first time in years, include more weaponry and troops and more aggressive messaging as tensions with North Korea rises. Neither the South Korean nor the U.S. militaries have confirmed what this year's annual drills may entail, but a recent series of unusual displays of military might in and around the Korean Peninsula suggest a more muscular show could be in the works, according to analysts. And a Turkish prosecutor called on Thursday for the trial in Istanbul of Saudi suspects. This is over the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, to be halted and transferred to Saudi authorities, a move which comes as Turkey seeks to mend ties with Riyadh. China's closed-door trial of Australian journalist Cheng Li, accused of providing state secrets to a foreign country, ended on Thursday with the court deferring its verdict, Australia's foreign ministry has reported. It wasn't clear whether a verdict would be handed down. China's courts have a conviction rate of well over 99%, according to calculations by Chinese Justice Observer, a local website. And lastly, the Constitutional Court in Seoul upheld a ban on tattooing on Thursday, confirming South Korea is the only developed country that permits no one but medical professionals to perform the procedure. Tattoo artists derided the decision, calling it backward and lacking cultural understanding. Well, despite the decades-old ban, South Korea has nearly 50,000 tattoo artists who risk police raids and prosecution for practicing their trade. And that's it. Some of the things in the international news this morning. And we'll be looking at some of the international business news in around about 25 minutes at time, something like that. And I did mention before, the next track on the program is the Body Snatchers and Let's Do Rock Steady. We'll be right back.
what my problem is. Something happens when I see a chick who looks so fine with a body that's moving, strutting down the strip as if the girl's grooving. I start to hear a crazy beat, and then I can't control my feet. Time to check out to a better player. Step up to the microphone, Leo Sayer. With all types of girls, I'm telling you, that's official. He's so hot, he's gonna blow up like a missile. He's the man to help with your romancing, guaranteed to make you feel like dancing. I guess it's true that Leo Sayer has the answer to my prayer.
That's You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Why not this time? I'll tell you what, we're going to get another one in before we look at our weather for this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says good morning to everybody. She says, already on my way to work inside the can of sardines. Yes, the buses can be like that, can't they? You said, one more month has gone. Tell me about it. And today is her sister's birthday, Alicia. And asked if we could play Atlantic Fringe, Lunatic Fringe from Red Rider. Absolutely. Happy birthday to Sister Alicia. I thought we better get that in for you, Mary Lou. That's for your sister. That's for Alicia. It's her birthday today. And let me also say a very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom. He's been sending me some bits and pieces over this morning. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather for you. Starting off in the Costa Arriba area in the province of Colón. 32 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with 24 the minimum. The thermal sensation's up there at 38% and relative humidity at 85%. A few showers during the course of this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight, chance for a few showers. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, let's take a look at West Panama. 33 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 25 the minimum. It's going to feel hot at 39 degrees Celsius. That's the thermal sensation. Last of mild discomfort. 80% the relative humidity. Few showers during the course of the morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And we're going to be partially cloudy tonight. Moving up the coast, let's take a look and see what's relevant to us here in the metropolitan area. We've got 32 degrees being the maximum temperature today. 26 degrees Celsius, the minimum. 38. That's the thermal sensation, relative humidity, 83%. A few showers during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and yes, cloudy tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, if anybody's going out that way, might want to think again. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, 26 the minimum. 37, it's not going to feel too bad, it's better than the rest of us, isn't it? 37 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation, relative humidity, that's at 85%, but you've got isolated rains and thunderstorms during the course of this morning. This afternoon, stormy rains, and tonight, isolated rains with thunderstorms, you see? If you just left on your gym palace, you might want to think about turning around and coming back, all right? Anyway, that's it. Let's move away from that. Let's move over to maritime conditions and see what's happening today. We're going to start with the tides on the Pacific. High tide was at 3:13 this morning. That was 4.57 metres. Low tide, 9:22 this morning. That'll be minus 0.03 of a metre, or 1 inch. High tide, 3:35. In the afternoon, 4.82 metres. And low tide, we've got that at 9:46. That's the last one, the last low tide, 9:46 tonight, minus 0.12 of a metre. So there you go. That's the Pacific. Taking a look at the Caribbean, high tide was just after midnight, 12:03 this morning, and that was a 0.15 of a metre high tide. Low tide was at just before 6 at 5:58 this morning. That was 0.03 of a metre. The high tide again will be 11:58 this morning, which will be just before midday, and that'll be 0.15 of a metre. Last low tide, 6:16 tonight, and that'll be 0.00 of a metre. In other words, flat, nothing. All right, so there you go. There's your tides for today. Now, the actual maritime conditions, the actual sea conditions, looking at the Caribbean coast, no warnings for this morning. You've got good conditions, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, coming from the north, from the east-northeast, the direction, 15, 20 kilometres an hour, east-northeast. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. So that's for this morning. Looking at this afternoon, which still good conditions, no advisory, winds at 15 to 25 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northeast in the afternoon. Waves, well, they're going to be at 3 feet. Looking at the Pacific Ocean, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds are at 10 to 20 kilometres an hour from a northwesterly direction. Waves are at 2 feet. Now, looking in the afternoon, again, good conditions prevail. We've got 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds. They'll be coming from the east-southeast during the course of the afternoon. Waves, well, they're at 1 foot.
Something's gotten into my mind. She got shapely hips, yeah, or she makes
good. First of those two was Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart, and that was Mark Arman together with Gene Pitney on that one. Followed on, classic Roy Orbison and Mean Woman Blues. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 29 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And there we go. By the way, don't forget, if you make a booking at Emotions Dinner Theatre, you will get free valet parking. Don't forget that, all right? So when you turn up, just go down to the Mirage Casino, pull in there, they'll take your car from you, and you'll get it back when you finish, and there's no charge for valet parking. Right, let's take a look at some of the business news for this Thursday morning. And if you've just joined us, it's the last day of March. Make the most of it. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Right, European stocks were little changed on Thursday, holding near recent one-month highs, but set for the biggest quarterly drop since the start of 2020, while oil prices fell and eastern Ukraine braced for fresh attacks. Asian shares fell and oil prices plunged following news that the United States was considering releasing up to 180 million barrels from its strategic petroleum reserve as part of a move to lower fuel prices. Brent crude futures were down 3.7% at $109.28, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate futures were down, that's WTI, they were down 4.7% at $102.76. European stocks were mixed but held near the highs that they reached earlier in the week when investor sentiment became more positive about peace talks in Ukraine. Asian shares fell after Chinese PMI data showed manufacturing and services activity contracted in March. At 8:25 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index was down 0.2% on the day, while Europe's Stoxx 600 was down 0.1%, just below the one-month high it hit on Tuesday. The Stoxx 600 was on track for a 5.8% drop in the first quarter of 2022, its biggest quarterly fall since it plunged 23% in the first quarter of 2020. Peter McCullum, rates strategist at Mizuho, said that investors were still cautious about Ukraine, with central banks facing a stagflation environment. Right, moving on to the next one. The U.S. Have we got it right? Yes, here it. No, finally, financial sanctions. Here we go. Financial sanctions imposed on Russia threaten to gradually dilute the dominance of the U.S. dollar and could result in a more fragmented international monetary system. This is according to Geeta Gopinath, IMF's first deputy managing director. And this is what she told the Financial Times. Major Russian oil refiners have told the energy ministry they expect to make deeper cuts to refinery runs in the coming weeks due to overstocking over a sharp drop in European buying, four sources familiar with the matter told Reuters. A Spanish supervisor, CNMV, has fined Deutsche Bank at 3 million euros, that's around about $3.3 million, after finding that the German lender had applied significantly higher spreads on clients' repurchases of structured bonds that it issued and failing to disclose the fact. On Tuesday, the Spanish government said in its official bulletin that the fine related to a, quote, very serious infringement, unquote, without identifying the name of clients or the potential case it was referring to. The United States Justice Department has breathed new life into an investigation of Google Maps to determine if bundling the service together with other Google software illegally stifles competition, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The probe of the Alphabet Inc. unit's first came to light in late 2020. And had been quiet until recent months when investigators again began making inquiries, said sources. And finishing off with Elon Musk on Tuesday, he likened himself to the rapper Eminem in seeking to throw out his 2018 agreement with the top US securities regulator requiring the Tesla Inc. chief executive to obtain pre-approval for his tweets. In a filing in federal court in Manhattan, Musk also renewed his effort to quash a US Securities and Exchange Commission subpoena for details on whether he and Tesla were complying or are complying with their disclosure requirements under the 2018 consent decree. Oh dear. Please, little if Elon Musk is listening this morning, which no doubt is, let me just say, please, don't start rapping. Elon Musk rapping, oh no. Keep an eye on the time, we're 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news for you. In the 8 o'clock hour, of course, that we will be chatting, all be well, with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. We're going to be talking about, these programs that protect your computer, things like McAfee. This is since they said, please don't use Kaspersky. Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. Yes, 677-188-22. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Liar is what it's called, and it comes from Imagine Dragons. This morning, too, about imagining things. A couple of requests to get through this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. She dropped me a little line. She says, good morning. Strange fact, she says, every single morning as I'm waking up, I have a song going through my mind. Random, different songs each time. Sometimes Christmas songs. This morning, it was Jack and Diane. And so could you please play that so I can finish listening to it. This is a sort of typical problem. If you make an appointment, go along and see one of the local psychiatrists. They'll help sorting you out. Just tell him that you listen to the or her that you listen to the Breakfast Show. They'll fully understand, and they'll probably give you a Breakfast Show discount as well.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, they're trying out behind the shade of trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Texas back, flexes thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane got a romp to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah. So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. Kids doing best they can.
There we go, John Cougar Mellencamp and Jack and Diane. That's for Renee, so she can get that one out of her head. I wonder what tomorrow's is going to be. Oh dear, oh dear. Don't worry, you can get help. Also, a very good morning. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners from all over the world, including my friend Irene from Cyprus. Hey, good morning to you, Irene. Yeah, I knew there was somebody in Cyprus out there. Akatiri used to have an RAF base there, if I remember rightly. Here's a birthday tribute said to Eric Clapton. And no excuse to stay in Canada more than a week. Yes, the ordeal goes on. He's applying for, he's applying for a Canadian visa. And as I said to you the other day, don't forget, that's quicker than getting an American one. You asked if we could play Eric Clapton. You say a birthday tribute to Eric Clapton. It was his birthday. In fact, was it yesterday? So we're right on the nose. Well, almost. And it's a track by Tracy Chapman together with Eric Clapton, and it's called Give Me One Reason.
Give me one reason to stay here, turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, oh, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
Hey, I got your number, I know that you got mine. You know that I called you many times. You can call me baby, you can call me anytime.
There we go. That's Roll the Casbah from the Clash on this morning's program, following on from that was Tracy Chapman together with Eric Clapton, the request by Ashley this morning. And I tell you what, we've hot off the press. We've just got a new track in. I haven't even heard it properly yet. Remember Las Vegas? Lisa Palm taking the vocals here. This is their new single. It's called So Long. Let's enjoy, shall we? See what we got, 3 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Ya no hay.
I'll tell you what, that's good timing. This brought us right up to the top of the hour. Las Vegas there, and that's their new single. It's called So Long.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high. Strawberries on a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling, getting washed away in you. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. Sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high.
Grandma, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, that tree is all chop-chop, never stop. It's all chopped up. We got some big old firewood. Got some garbage that I want to have somebody come and haul away because there is an awful lot of it, and I just don't know. I don't know where. It's just mostly nature's material, so it's like it could be go somewhere safe because it's not landfill. It's just actually biodegradable stuff. It's just there's no room for it in my yard. All right, so today they are going to start attacking the bathroom. I tell you, if anything could go wrong, it did go wrong. When the guy came and told me I had to pay this fee to get my trees chopped down, I said, okay. So then I went and I took the golf cart to go get it because the cars were all blocked in because the guys are working on the gate and the golf cart guide. It's just one thing, it was after another, but you know what? It's still good. It's still all good. It's beautiful here. I'm sad my tree is gone, very sad, but I also am looking at the bright side of the backyard has more light. I'm going to be able to have more gardening kind of thingies, whatever, so that's okay. And I got a ton of wood for the fireplace. The only thing is I got to do that before the rainy season comes, because once the rains come, there's no more fireplace for a while. The gentlemen were just absolutely terrific. The most gentle people. I think that's one of the things I love most about living up here in the hinterlands is the people up here, the gentleness of their nature, the kindness. They want to be a way to help you. They're just so lovely. And not that you people in Panama City are not lovely, but you lay on that horn in a tranky and you guys turn into Frankenstein. Here, everybody seems to have that little slower pace. And they're not in a hurry, because there's just too many potholes to hit. You can't go fast. Anyway, it's good day. Mr. Fabio is coming back. He just looks like he's got most of the columns done on the gate. Looks like he'll be putting on the techo tonight. So we got to get that moving along. And that'll be nice, because then when the rains come and I go to get out of my car and unlock the gate, I won't get soaking wet. I'll just get a little wet, just a little wet, not soaking wet. Oh, ooh, the belladonnas are blooming. You can tell that the temperature's changing, that the season is going to change. First of all, kids are back in school, so as soon as you see them walking by in their uniforms, and they are so cute when they walk by, it's so adorable. All right, so you guys keep washing your hands. Be safe. If you're outside in public, you're supposedly, according to this, you know, government of Panama, you're allowed to not wear your mask if you're outside. If you're inside certain places, you have to wear it. So we're getting there. All right, safe to you all, and back to you in the studio.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things have happened here in the street. If we met at midnight in the hanging tree, are you coming to the tree? But dead man called out for his love to flee. Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would have stranger. We met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? I told you to run so we both be free. Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would have been. We met at midnight.
Thank you.
there we go. That's it. That's the hanging tree. I wonder if that's the one that fell on her house. Big thanks to Ingrid for today's everyday story of country folk out there at in Elvai. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. It is Thursday, and I'm happy to say we've got our techie doctor with us. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Yes, I am doing.
But how?
If you're doing, it's a good start.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. And yourself, anything exciting and new to tell us?
Lots of work. Just doing lots of work. I have a bunch of things that I'm coming up for review on my website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in other happy news, I am now Vida Digital on all the networks, including Twitter. I finally got hold of...
Yes, you were saying about that last week. So
yeah.
I want to know how you rang it out of him.
Don't even get me started.
But, of course, it's good business, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people do that. They just grab...
Cyber squatting?
Yeah. I mean, I've also, apart from the breakfastshow.com.pa, I've also locked in the voiceofpanama.com. So that's voiceofpanama.com. So if ever I wanted to diversify onto the internet with, say, a blog or whatever, I can do that.
Sounds awesome. That's something I would read.
Yeah, as well.
Or listen to.
Listen to, yes. I'm not going to write it, Alex. Don't write anything. Now, what we wanted to talk, because there was a thing in the papers this week. I mean, mainly they say commercial and sort of U.S. government office or whatever. They're telling people to keep away from Kaspersky, the Russian antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good advice? I mean, does it make a difference? Can we trust them? No.
It makes really no sense. Best case scenario, they're acting out of abundance of caution. But it's more likely than they're just doing this out of spite, just like people boycotting Russian restaurants and and things like that, which is even worse in the case of Russian restaurants because they're mostly owned by Ukrainian-born people. But it's a weird world where we, that we live in, where we have sanctions against companies that don't really have anything to do with, their government's foreign policy. Or lack thereof. In the case of Kaspersky, I think they've gathered enough of a reputation, in the past, decades that they've been working on security, and they've actually made important contributions to things like recovering files from ransomware and working with the rest of the antivirus and security community in order to share information and solve problems. I mean, just like, for example, biologists all over the world have been working on, getting better cures for what ails us, like, the pandemic and things like that. Security researchers from Kaspersky and all the other major antivirus firms and a lot of volunteers from around the world have been working really hard to keep our computers and devices secure. So I don't think myself that this is a fair thing to do. But, they're free to do whatever they want and buy whatever they
want. Put it this way, would you have a Chinese antivirus program on your
If computer? It were good enough, yes. But
if you have a program like that, let's look at it, I guess, in a logical way. If you have a program, say like Kaspersky or McAfee, Norton, whatever, if somebody was malicious enough...
Mm-hmm.
Because that's on everybody's computer, have they got a backdoor there where they can get in and look at your information?
If there were a backdoor, it would be found out pretty quick. Why is that? Because one of the things that a lot of these antivirus firms do is evaluate their competition's products. And what they usually wind up doing is installing them on virtual machines and monitoring what goes in and out and what happens on the computer at a very, very detailed level. And if they had been, even suspecting that something fishy was going on, they would have come out with it a long time ago. And that is not only the case for Kaspersky, but pretty much any other antivirus program out there. I mean, there are a couple of rogue antivirus programs that actually do other things besides being antiviruses, like run cryptocurrency mining operations on your computer when you're not looking,
mm-hmm.
or using your computer as a bridge for other people to use your internet connection and things like that. And they've been outed pretty quickly, and they even wind up on the other antiviruses lists of unwanted programs. So if you try running it, you're going to get an error message saying, or an alert message saying, hey, by the way, this program that you're, you know, installing on this machine, or you install on this machine at some point, might do something that you don't want it to do, like this, mm-hmm. and that, and whatever, mm-hmm. and give you details. So I don't think it's fair. And let's compare it to, for example, with what happened with Huawei's, you know, boycott from, mm-hmm. You know, participating or whatever. They have a room that you can go in. They only let you carry a pad and a pencil if mm-hmm. you want to take notes. But you can look at the source code of every single device and software that they make. And if you find any flaws in it, you're welcome to, you know, make them aware of that, and they can fix that, and you can even certify that that mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. fixed, which is an arrangement that they have with all the governments that have their software. I mean, you do have to get on a plane and go to China to look at it, but, you know, they have to be protective of their intellectual property. I was even offered a tour.
The Chinese. Yeah. Okay. How did they get all their technology in the first place?
The irony is not... is not, you know, missed by me in that regard. But still, I mean, it sounds fairly reasonable. Mm-hmm. And I think Kaspersky has been fairly reasonable as well in offering to, you know, give people a tour of what they do, mm-hmm. and how they mm-hmm. do it and whatever. And again, even if they didn't, their competitors would have spotted it a long time ago. Because again, not only does the independent security community, who has something at stake, investigate anything like this from ever happening, but also their competitors will aggressively look at each other's offerings mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to improve their own, and, you know, sometimes to, you know, improve upon ideas that have been put out by some of these. I mean, you can see that a lot of the antivirus programs right now from major players like McAfee and Norton and everybody else, they offer much more than antivirus, you know, protection. Mm-hmm, they do mm-hmm. a lot more stuff. And in that regard, the flip side of that is that there are things called supply chain attacks, where if you can insert yourself at any point of the development of this software, you can insert malicious code, which will then go onto everybody else's machine, especially nowadays where all the antivirus programs sync themselves to the cloud pretty regularly, so they download updates all the time and so on. It used to be that if you wanted to update your antivirus, you would download like a monthly patch, or, you know, get it off of a CD that came with a magazine mm-hmm. or something, and you'd update it every couple of months or so. Nowadays, most of them update in real time because they want to be able to protect you against what people call zero-day exploits. A zero-day exploit is something that has been just found out and that most computers are not protected against. So you try to patch that vulnerability as soon as it develops. And when you're dealing with enterprise security at, you know, at a business level, you usually do more than threat management. You do what's called vulnerability management or whatever, where you try to make things hard for actors, bad actors who are trying to harm you mm-hmm. by making things difficult for them, even in the face of vulnerabilities. Imagine, for example, that you wanted to go somewhere in the interior right now. Instead of, you know, if you try to go on this street and there's somebody, reten or something in the corner, you can always go around, turn around and pick another street and so on. And you can't have cops on every single street. So what you do is, you guard the bridges, because there mm-hmm. are like three bridges from here to the interior. So you try to find those choke points and then assess that and make sure that you can't go through. And that's what enterprise security usually does. It finds these choke points and then protects those. So even if you, say, walk into a company with a laptop that's been infected with something or whatever, since the network doesn't implicitly trust you like it did before, it makes sure that you are compliant. And even if your laptop is infected, it won't allow it to, say, access the files on somebody else's computer that easily. So there's that. I would not worry if I had Kaspersky installed on any of my devices.
Okay.
I don't currently, but I wouldn't have any problem with using
it. I mean, another question, of course, McAfee. Mm-hmm. I mean, John McAfee, as we know, sort of committed suicide.
Yeah.
The company is still running, still going? Is it?
He sold that company many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sold it, and then it was bought by Intel. So they incorporated a lot of that technology into the processors on the computers that we use every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, McAfee is completely independent of his, you know, late antics. And it's a pretty serious company, and they do pretty serious software. One thing I don't like about McAfee is that they bundle their software with a lot of devices and laptops.
Yeah, I get annoyed when I get my thing says, oh, you, and it automatically says you're starting your 30-day free subscription with McAfee. First thing I do is just go and completely take the thing out.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit intrusive. But what I find a little bit insidious is when they bundle their McAfee diagnostic software, don't recall the name of it, it will tell you if you have some sort of an infection or whatever, but if you want to clean it up, then you have to pay for them. I don't like the sound of that. So, yeah. I usually, when I buy a new laptop or whatever, I make a copy of whatever's on the hard drive, and then I wipe it clean and install a clean operating system and my own apps and everything else because of, you know, what we were discussing off the air a little bit ago, what I like to call circusware, where you just open the laptop and all the clowns start jumping out of it like a clown car. I don't like bundled software that I didn't ask for. I mean, I would love to have the option, to have it pre-installed, I don't think that's a good thing to do. Because usually it involves more things that can break or stop you from working. So, yeah, I don't like that at all.
All right. Well, we're talking Dr. Computer. We're talking about one thing. We're talking about getting rid of your malware and everything else with your antivirus programs. If you've got any questions, you can always drop us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-188-22, 677-188-22. Take a piece of music. We'll be right back.
Can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done?
we go. There's Britney Spears there, and Toxic. That's what we're trying to do. Get rid of toxicity on your computers, on your laptops. Talk about antivirus. I passed a comment yesterday when this sort of first came up and said, well, now I have the Windows antivirus all built in with the computer, and I use that one. But I also add in Malwarebytes, which is one which I feel goes deeper than that does. The Windows software, because it's free, comes with your computer. Is it as good as the others?
It's pretty solid. I mean, I would say that what the challenge for the other antivirus makers out there is to provide added value to what's already built into the Windows 10 operating system. Windows Defender has come a long way since its XP days. And it not only prevents malware by detecting, you know, files as you download or receive them or whatever, but it also works in the background along with things like OneDrive to keep copies of your files or your important files that mm-hmm. are in desktop documents and so folders with versioning already enabled on OneDrive, so that even if you do get hit by a ransomware that, you know, exploits some vulnerability in the system or your trust in any way, you still get access to your files, and in most cases it even prevents ransomware from working, because antiviruses have worked for a very long time with what's called a signature file, where they work kind of like an immune system. If a file mm-hmm. looks like this, then it's malicious and I'm gonna block it right away. But it also works, the word is heuristically. It means using algorithms or just, you know, watching for patterns of behavior. Programs are supposed to behave in a certain way, and when they don't, then Windows Defender kicks in and says, hey, you know what? This program hasn't been signed, digitally signed by its creator. So that's a red flag. Are you sure you want to do this? And if, for example, the program tries to access parts of your Windows that are usually off limits to programs like the registry or any system files or whatever, it will stop it dead in its tracks. Mm-hmm. And even if you mm-hmm. do allow it, you will have ways to recover from that and recover your original versions of your files. So it makes it very, very difficult for a rogue application to do any harm to your computer. That's not to say that sometimes we will fall for other types of scams, like browser extensions. You go to a website and it says you need to update your Flash, which doesn't, you know, really exist mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. It hasn't for many years. And people will just click on yes just to get that dialog box out of the way. And then they'll add something onto their browser, which, since they clicked yes, and this kind of goes back to the vampire movies where the vampire couldn't enter your home unless you invited the vampire in, you get things like pop-up ads and little notifications saying, you know, buy this and visit that and so on. So I think the next frontier right now for people trying to take your computer over and things like that is the browser, because mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. of what we do happens in the browser. You work on your online files, you read your email, you visit your banking websites and so on. So one of the most worrisome types of attacks right now is called browser-in-the-browser attack,
all right.
where you mm-hmm. log on to a website and it says, well, in order to use me, you have to log in using Facebook or Twitter or Google or Apple or whatever. And I know you hate those sites. You want to keep your password separate and not...
Well, I don't use any of those
exactly.
to log in. I mean, I log in with an email and my own generated security code. And if I can, I always utilize...
Two-factor
authentication.
Yeah, and that's the best way to go about it. But some people just, you know, like the convenience of not having to click on that. And what the browser-in-the-browser attack consists of is the website will draw something that looks like a Google account's window or whatever, asking you for your password and your verification, and it will, in the background, log on to Google and authenticate as you while you're providing it with mm-hmm. all the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And then sit silently in the background. If they notice, for example, that you're you know, an important person that decides whether or not, like, a big deposit of money has to go through or where money gets wired, then the fun begins. They insert themselves in the conversation. For example, they'll register something like pbc-panama.com and then write to your clients and say, "Hi, I'm Jerry, and you know that money you were going to send me? Send it to this other place, you know." And people will say, "Okay, it looks like pbc-panama is legit," and they'll just send it somewhere. They'll even go with things like, you know how the uppercase I looks like a lowercase L?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll register websites, let's say a bank's name. First one that comes to mind, Banco General. BGeneral.com, well, they'll register BGenerai with a I at the end, and then send you an email from BGenerai, but that I at the end is a capital I. So it looks like BancoGeneral.com, it's not. So you really have to be very, very careful with these things. If it asks you to authenticate, if you get an email saying, "Here's an attachment," and it asks you to authenticate, verify offline somehow that this person actually sent you something. Call them on the phone, send them a text message. But a lot of the times you'll notice that either their account has been taken over by somebody who did the same thing to them, or it's just a generated email that looks like it's from, you know, the owner. There was a huge rash of, you know, fake Banco General emails and text messages a couple of weeks back, and it even made the news and everything. And fortunately, not many people fell for them, and there are things like two-factor authentication that makes it more difficult. But one of the things that I think about these things is that what they usually accomplish with this is gathering a list of people who are gullible enough to fall for these scams and then scam them with something else. And with all of the e-commerce and digital money going around, it makes it, you know, more attractive to these people to have a list of people who are gullible enough to then scam. So I would be very, very careful with that.
I mean, we're talking about sort of, you know, on your laptops or on your computers, but perhaps we're all a little bit lax on cell phones.
A little. And also smart TVs and other devices that run Android and things like that. You really have to be careful where you're downloading your stuff from. For example, it's very popular right now in Panama to see ads for things like IPTV services, which they're not. They're just really people stealing other people's content and then broadcasting it as their own and then selling you a membership or whatever. And these apps, you have to sideload them. Basically, a sideload means you don't download it from the official app store. You download it from somewhere else and then tell your phone, "Yes, I want to install this. Please install this. Go ahead and install this." It asks you like three times. And people do this and they don't realize that they're either setting up their phone or their smart TV or their tablet to be controlled by somebody else using these apps, because they might behave properly right now, but you can't really tell what's it going to happen when the application updates itself or receives any kind of instruction from a third party. Also, you know, a couple of months later, they usually find these pirates out and shut their service down. And even if you've paid for a whole year, you only got a couple of weeks out of it. So it's not something I recommend people. I mean, there's a lot of free content out there on the internet from things like the Roku channel and Crackle and Pluto TV. There's a whole bunch of entertainment out there. And there's always, you know, things like Netflix and Disney Plus and so on, which a lot of people that I know, they subscribe to it. Like when there's like a really good series going on or whatever, they watch the whole thing and then they cancel their membership. So there's legit ways to do that. Another way that a lot of people are getting infected with software is by either downloading or pirating or buying pirated software. And unfortunately, that's one other way that you can get hit with a lot of these malware on your computer. I've seen at least three ads this week for people say is selling things like Windows for $10 and Office for $20 and things like that. Look, you know, Windows usually comes with your machine, and Office costs like $60 a year, which I think is pretty reasonable.
I think it's very reasonable.
And
I tell you, you pay. I think I pay. I can't remember subscription is, but five machines.
Yeah. So, that's the $80 version.
Well, Yasmin's using it, Christina's using it, I'm using it, Neil's got it on his computer. It's and of course, it's updated all the time. You don't have to go and buy another version. Or
and there's another detail. Did you know that you can actually use it for free online? You can either use Google's offering, Google Docs, Google Sheets, or whatever, or you can go to portal.office.com with your Microsoft account, and you can work online. So,
oh, yes, yes. That's right.
So there's really no need. So I'm just going to have to pin it on ignorance. People don't really know what their options are, and hopefully they'll find out what their options are and educate themselves on this and not subject their machines to, you know, probable infection by, you know, going with these shady places.
I said something else that, which cropped up, just changing the subject for a minute, but now on my laptop, WhatsApp has gone the same way as Telegram. You now do not have to have your phone connected all the time to use WhatsApp. It comes up on your screen, and you can put that on four different devices. I haven't worked how to get it on my tablet yet, because whenever you still get the old screen, although my account is on the beta system, and it's working fine on my my laptop. But just sort of trying to get the link, because it says link devices, but then when you go to the WhatsApp on your device, it comes up with the thing waiting for a verification number, which it doesn't send you because you are on the beta. But and a new laptop, by the way.
Oh,
very, very, very happy with it.
Which one? This one.
This one.
Oh, you mean the tablet?
The tablet, yes.
Yeah. By the way, I heard that Xiaomi also came out with a new phone, the 11-something Pro something, which is also very inexpensive, has a pretty good like speakers and screen, and it's got a 120-watt charger. You can go to zero from 0 to 100 in like 15 or 20 minutes. So it's pretty impressive. I mean, I have the Honor 50 right now, and I usually charge my phone just for a few minutes while I'm making breakfast. I mean, when I came here today, I charged it. I had it like in 59%. It lasted me the whole day, and I still had 59% battery left. And I just charged it while I was making breakfast and whatever. It was all the way up to 100% in a few minutes. So yeah, it's come a long way.
Well, I mean, I was sort of looking around. I wanted something a bit more comprehensive. I had a little, sort of, cost me about $100 and something or so, Lenovo, which just wasn't quick enough. The screen wasn't very, very good. But then, you know, you get what you pay for. And I did look. So I looked. I actually looked at an iPad and then put it down again. And I looked at the Samsungs or whatever. But I'd seen this one in the Xiaomi store, because I have a lot of little gadgets which look okay. And this is, it's got 256 gigabytes of memory, which is more than I'll ever need. It's a 6 gigabyte RAM. It's got a 120 hertz refreshment rate. It's very quick, very sleek. The screen is nice. It's an LCD IPS screen, which I don't know that I'd come across before. And I thought,
a lot of screens are IPS. In fact, I would probably say one of your monitors, if not more than one of them, might be IPS, especially the LG one. LG makes a lot of the IPS screens on devices all over the world. Yeah, they're pretty bright. They're nice to look at, and they're a little bit less expensive than OLED. That probably helps with the retail price for this.
But this tablet. One was $469,
which is not bad.
No, I mean, for what you get for your buck, is very good. The only thing which I got to find out, I shall go back, because I said you've got a cover for it, and no.
I'll send you a contact of mine. Maybe he probably has.
Do you have the keyboard for it? This is my next question, because now I've used it, and I can see its capabilities. And, you know, I've got my Word and Excel and everything else on there. I want their
Xiaomi keyboard case.
Yeah, but they're not on Amazon. The pen is not on Amazon. But I'm going to go to the store and ask them. I'd like the keyboard and I'd like the pen. Let's see, because I don't see any on display. In there, which is a bit frustrating. If you're going to sell the product, at least have the accessories that go with it.
One or two. You'll probably not sell many of them, but yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I haven't sort of tackled them directly.
Remind me to send you a friend of mine's contact.
Yeah, please do.
He's
yeah.
very well hooked up with all the devices and manufacturers, so whatever he doesn't have, he can probably get real quick.
Okay.
I do have an iPad myself. I did get it secondhand from our friends at...
Just looking for... No, I don't think... I don't see any lightning.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you mention iPad?
I think I did.
That happens all the time.
Oh. When,
you know, sorry about that.
So, any of the fruit products. Yeah, I got mine from our friends at Salva Mi Máquina secondhand, and it's worked for at least, 3 years so far, and it's worked great. I did get a Logitech keyboard for it, which was a lot easier. And the pen and everything, and I carry it around, and it's pretty fun. The reason I got an iPad, sorry about that mention again, was that there's this very specific teleprompter software that I use with it that I like to work with, as well as in a couple of other applications that I use. So that's why I got that, and not, for example, an Android tablet. It's not to say that if I did get like a newer Android tablet, if any of the manufacturers are listening, I wouldn't use it. I would love to have something newer or whatever, but this I can make do with and it works fine. Though it barely has, I think, maybe 32 gigabytes of space or whatever, but I don't keep anything there. I keep everything in the cloud anyway, so it's fun to work with, and it's a lot easier to handle than carrying a laptop around, which I do from time to time, but... For little trips like this, coming over here, I think this is perfectly fine.
But see, well, one of the things is I don't think I've come across a laptop, and not just a tablet, sorry. You're getting that wrong. Similar sort of number of letters. The speakers on this are incredible.
Yeah, they're getting better all
with,
the time.
With Atmos or whatever?
Dolby Atmos.
Four speakers and incredible sound from it.
They're manufacturers are getting a lot better at these smaller screens or whatever. They're pretty much taking what they've learned from larger speakers plus what they've learned from earbuds to create this kind of hybrid that occupies very little space but has very, very good sound quality.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lot of you're going to get a lot better quality from the speakers on devices past a certain price point than you did before, and that's a great thing.
All right, well, that sort of brings us up towards the top of the hour. It's been fun, as always, and nice to have you with us here in the studio. We've got biscuits.
Already had some. Thank you.
Sorry, we had biscuits. and Yuko, it's always lovely to have you in the studio.
Great to be here.
And as always, thank you very much for your imparting your knowledge and advice to all our listeners here. And with a bit of luck, we'll see you next week.
Hopefully.
All right, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us here on this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just coming up towards the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. In the last hour, we'll find out what Yasmin's been doing, and I don't know, she may be able to knock up a couple of this day's music, but we'll see. But for right now, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a need, it's a burlesque.
Whoa! Ballet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them? At 643-1-0-4-1-9 Valley Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleon are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Hey girl.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Sometimes I get tired of this mean first attitude. You are the one thing that keeps me smiling. That's why I'm always wishing hard for you. Your light shines so bright, I don't feel no solitude. You are my first star at night. I'd be lost in space without you. And I touch the sky, me and you. This is my idea of heaven. Why can't it always be so good? But it's alright, I know you're out there doing what you gotta do. You are my soul. I'd be lost in space without you. And I never lose my faith in you.
First of those two was Freddie Jackson and Rock Me Tonight for Old Time's Sake. And the sound of the Lighthouse Family can never get fed up with. What amazing voice. Coming from the UK, British musical duo. They rose to prominence in the mid-1990s, really. And initially remained active, well, till the early 2000s, but they did reform again, 2010 to 2011. And then they reformed again, 2019. And they're still performing. Thank God for that wonderful voice. Time on the way for show, keep your line of time, 26 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Got a little while to go, about half an hour to go. And we're going to be checking in with Yasmin in a minute to find out born on this day in music. In the meantime, let me remind you just briefly, if I may, a couple of things. Firstly, let's remind you about our friends at Inquenta Venti Quattro. Now, don't forget that they have a real estate. Now, you have the Inquenta Venti Quattro Real Estate Fair. This is with discounts on apartments and houses in Costa del Este and Santa Maria. All you got to do is visit Inquenta Venti Quattro today and check out your new home. You never know, do you? And also, by the way, they do delivery. Not your home. But they do delivery at Inquenta Venti Quattro. It's free. It's called Inquenta Venti Quattro Entrega alla Domicilio. And you can have that. And by the way, they've got 30% off in new products for gamers, by the way. And Inquenta Venti Quattro, they'll deliver it for you. Entrega Domicilio. Try it now, ordering Inquenta Venti Quattro. Don't forget, if you're going along to the dinner theatre at Emotions, do remember, they get your valet parking absolutely free. All right? This is The Outfield, Voices of Babylon. After this, we'll check in with Yasmin, see who has been born on this day in music.
Oh,
And there they go. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping in the time, we are 28 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take our little wander down the corridor to see if Yasmin's still here this morning. Yasmin.
Hello, what is that?
You've got an iPad in there somewhere, haven't you? Have you got an iPad in there? Shame on you.
No.
Oh, okay. I must remember that one. How's everything?
Good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's exciting. Enjoy Thursdays because you look forward to Friday, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then we get in on Monday and you say, Happy Monday!
But every day is happy here.
Every day. Yeah, we have happy days, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. We've been doing it long enough. Because next week, we're going to have a little giveaway, aren't we? Courtesy of our friends at Lush.
Oh, yeah.
Because next week we're celebrating the Breakfast Show's 12th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate really the whole month.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's get the rum out. It's always out already.
Yes.
What do you got planned for the rest of today?
Today, Thursday, let me see. No, I guess just exercise. And yeah, I think I have to do some things for Ian's school.
Are you going to do his homework for him, have you?
No, I have to get ready with the books. Because, you know, last week was like he didn't brought any books or anything.
Does he need books for writing in?
Yeah, to read. More is to read.
Oh, not to... reading books.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I've got a couple of books.
Mm-hmm.
And some pencils. Let me see if I can dig them out when we finish and see if... Let me know if they're any use to them. Because I bought them because, remember, I was going to go to the event, the O'Haldra event.
Oh,
and
yes.
I couldn't go.
Ah, okay.
And I'd already bought a couple of books for writing in and some pencils. I'll show you. If they're any use to Ian, let me know, because he's welcome to them.
Yeah, if not, I can always...
Sell them, I know. I know you.
No, I know a lot of foundations that
okay.
will appreciate.
All right,
so.
All right.
Yeah,
okay, that's good. So remind me when we finished,
and
I'll see if I can find them. Of course, that's a completely different thing altogether, you know, finding them.
Yes.
The good lady, she puts everything in boxes. But the thing is, we don't put a date on the box. So
or names.
Oh, names, yes. So it's fun. We always have fun finding things.
Yeah. Exactly, yes. Yeah. You're so excited when you open it and you see it. It's like a surprise.
It is, isn't it? Gosh, I didn't know I had that. You know. Look, it's a dog.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, never a dull moment, is there, yes?
Mm-hmm.
No, we have fun. Well, I got a busy day. Unfortunately, I don't know if Kevin's listening today, but he had his despedida in the embassy last night.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I pulled my back, and I couldn't stand up straight. And I took a couple of ibuprofen yesterday, and Christina gave me a massage with some Chinese oil. And today it feels a lot better.
Oh, that's good.
Which is just as well, because I'm supposed to have lunch with some people today, some friends, which is nice. Going to go to the Wallace, like that, fish and chips.
Oh, okay.
And then meeting another friend of mine later on this afternoon, about 4 o'clock, we're going to go to the Union Club.
Oh, okay.
There's no end to it, is there?
Mm-hmm.
God, blimey, what a busy life. You go to all the events, I go and have a drink.
And eat.
I think we got it about right, don't you? No wonder we work so well together.
Exactly.
So, anyway, you've got a couple of this days in music. What do we got for today?
Exactly. Both of them are from the same year. Did you notice that?
I did now, because I just opened it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bird Today.
Yeah, and they're older than me. Congratulations.
Okay, the first one is Rodney Bainbridge.
Mm-hmm.
He was bassist from English Harmony beat group The Fortunes, who had the 1965 UK number 2 and US number 7 single You've Got Your Troubles, and the hits Here It Comes Again and Storm in a Teacup.
Okay, and I tell you what, we're going to do the 65 UK number 2 and US number 7. You've Got Your Troubles. I've got mine. She's sitting behind me.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have flown away. Now just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your trouble, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well so do I. You've got your trouble, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know. Oh, 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 oh. And it don't seem so long ago.
There we go, 1965. Remember that one, yes?
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I see you're an old soul, really, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Graceland became, well, in fact, it was the inaugural composition by the prolific British songwriters, Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway. I guess they were the sort of our version of Carole King and Jerry Goffin.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote loads of songs, those two over there. And You've Got Your Trouble became a number two, as we mentioned, for the Fortunes in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
In August of 1965, affording the group international success, including top 10 ranking in the US. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you said.
Yes.
Yeah. But, Roger Cook, Roger Greenaway, yeah, they did write a lot of stuff in those days. Because in those days, you say, it's like Carole King and Roger, Jerry Goffin. In the Brill Building in New York, they used to have these, and these people used to just write songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then artists would go in and say, oh yeah, I want that one. And they'd buy the song.
Yeah, it's like a store, right?
Yeah, it was like a, yeah, it is really, but like a store. And so yeah, great music. Mm-hmm. Oh, good choice. I like that one.
Oh, thank you.
How about your second one?
Okay.
Let's see if I like this one.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Rick is his twin, right?
Hmm?
Maybe Mick Ralph is
Mick Ralph.
Rodney twins.
Oh, Rodney, yes.
Because they were born in the
same day.
Year, yeah. Same day, yeah. Okay, Mick Ralph is an English guitarist from Mutt the Hoople. The Hoople.
Mm-hmm.
He had the 1972 UK number 3 and US number 37 single, All the Young Dudes, which was written for them by David Bowie.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And in actual fact, David Bowie also recorded, if I remember correctly. But Mott the Hoople, you'll recognize this.
Mm-hmm.
All the Young Dudes.
Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. What a drag, too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around, or is it in my head? Yeah, I'm a dude, yeah. All the young dudes. Hey, dudes. Carry the news.
There we go, that is Mott the Hoople and All the Young Dudes, as we mentioned, written for them by David Bowie.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one too.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. See, yeah, because you hear it hit, you see, because we've got good taste on this show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they tell me. because, as we mentioned, David Bowie did go on to record that himself as well, but that was quite a bit later. And they, by the way, in 2001, it got acclaim and commercial success because Rolling Stone ranked All the Young Dudes as number 166 in its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and also one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, huh?
Yes, very
there we
nice.
Go. Good choice. Are you having your teeth done?
No, it's a lot of noise outside.
Look, yeah. Open the window, yes. Time to be quiet. Could have been worse. It could have started at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, exactly.
All right, yes. Well, you enjoy your day. Go out and get some exercise.
Thank you.
I'm going to do an extra because I'm going for lunch and for drinks later, so I need to keep fit, all right?
I know.
Okay, do an extra lap for me.
Okay, I will.
Speak to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. TGIF manana.
Yes.
There we go. time on The Breakfast Show. We are 14 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
So if I tell you, just keep it and don't say a word.
these bodies are hoping to get addicted to song. Not everything is so primitive, but I'm giving it. If these walls could talk, I don't think they wouldn't say anything, because you've seen way too many things. These walls could talk, I don't think they wouldn't say anything, because we've seen way too many things. Cause we fall from grace, we're falling, yeah, we fall from grace. If these walls could talk, if these walls could talk,
that's what it's called, If These Walls Could Talk. And that comes from 5 Seconds of Summer, which is an English summer, of course. This is Elton John, Sir Elton John, and Jean Genie. Or Little Genie, in fact. Don't rub her up the wrong way. Little Genie,
There we go, yes, Little Genie. I said Gene Genie, I was thinking of David Bowie again, wasn't I? Take us out of this morning's program, it's Andy Williams. And more.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my long to hold you so, my life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you'll be mine.
Yes, what a voice, eh? Andy Williams, and more. And that wraps it up for this week. Big thanks to Andy Williams there for taking us out of this morning's program. Big thanks, of course, goes to our Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being with us this morning. Don't forget, we'll have that information on our website today. That's thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Big thanks to Yasmin for doing Born on This Day music, as well as sort of all the work there in the background, everything that keeps us going and gets the name out there. So big thanks to my producer, Yasmin, here in the Breakfast Show studio, my co-producer, Neil, over in the United Kingdom, our intrepid outdoor reporter for our everyday story of country folk today here on the Breakfast Show, the boys and girls of Grupa Grada keep us up and running, and of course, most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. As I mentioned to Yasmin, oh, tomorrow what do? We do TGIF tomorrow, don't we? We do indeed. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be with you at 6 o'clock in the morning. Please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, especially if you're in the behind the wheel of a car and you're moving, please do it carefully. Remember what we say. What do I want to be doing? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.